It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Beard, Trey back with you for Overreaction Monday presented by The Phone Exchange. Bears in with the Top 5 at 5, which is brought to you today by FanDuel. Bear?
Thank you, Russell. Another week and another edition of SEC officiating gone wrong.
Oh, no.
Lane Kiffin. Oh, yeah. Ole Miss got screwed. Auburn has been the beneficiary of two of the most horrendous calls in officiating history. Lane Kiffin today called out the SEC policy Apparently, they told him he wasn't allowed to repeat what the SEC's explanation was for the horrendous call on Saturday. And Lane Kiffin was quite a direct quote is, "I really wish for our players, for our fans, that they could hear what I just told, what I was just told."
Yeah.
I think they deserve to hear it.
What do we think he was told?
We screwed up. It should have been a touchdown for you guys after on a kickoff. Somebody from Auburn touched the ball.
Yeah.
It was a live ball that rolled into the end zone, was recovered by an Ole Miss player.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I
feel for him, but I also feel like if you watch the end of that game, his clock management was a horrendous train wreck. Like, just awful. If one of our coaches, if any other coach did, I mean, it was brutal. I think he didn't use all his timeouts. He let the clock run and run and run. And I don't remember exactly how it ended. I guess they were throwing into the end zone at the end. But he botched that every possible way you could botch it. Did you watch the end of that game?
No, I didn't.
No, it was terrible. What was the situation, Trey? Ole Miss was down.
Trey is not with us currently. Oh. We're having an issue.
Oh, good. Well, Auburn scored a late touchdown to take the lead, and Ole Miss had the ball with about a minute to go and two timeouts, and they had a couple of plays where they got tackled ahead of the sticks, and rather than spike it or use timeout, like, they just took all sorts of time getting their next play called, and they basically ran out the clock on themselves. Like, they were moving the ball and would have had a good opportunity, but they just wasted what little clock they had. It was awful. But
yeah, man.
I mean, he got screwed by it, but they still had opportunity. I mean, you don't let Auburn score right at the end. You use the clock better. That's on him as much as it's on the officials, in my opinion.
All right, number two. The Florida Gators have resumed football practice after a two-week stoppage due to COVID-19. Today, on Monday, although Coach Dan Mullen would not say how many players he would have available when the Gators play Saturday against Missouri. That's a game to watch.
Yep.
As good as Missouri is at moving the ball now, Russ.
Yep. We got lucky playing them before they figured out that Bazelak was a better option at quarterback than Sean Robinson. They would have beaten us if they had started Bazelak.
Easily.
Bazelak.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you making notes or something?
Yeah, I'm writing it down so I won't continue to look like an idiot. Want to get the kid's name
no
right.
No comment. Go ahead, though.
You're a weasel. Number three. Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz is awaiting confirmation of a positive COVID-19 test. Now, here's where it gets interesting with the Big Ten. Remember, they don't do a two-week quarantine. If you test positive and it's confirmed, you're out for 3 weeks. You also have to undergo extensive stringent cardiac testing.
Yeah, they're going to have issues with that.
Yeah, because the one that they're using, the rapid test, apparently throws off false positives with an alarming frequency, Russell.
Well.
And this kid balled out on Friday night. I don't know if you caught any of that game.
Don't you think we probably had a bunch of false positives in the preseason, though, when all those guys were missing?
Caused all that contact tracing?
Yeah.
Probably. you didn't watch this kid Friday night, were you watching your Rebels getting taken behind the woodshed over there at 3,300?
I mean, I guess you could call that my Rebels. I mean, we were down a host of key players, but I mean, I didn't get to see that game either. I don't know what I did. Oh, I was having a good time at Hops and Hollers Friday night.
Oh, that's right. You were partying
courtesy down. Of our friends at Terrapin Brewing.
All right, number four. They got big trouble in Big D, Russ. Mike McCarthy upset that the Cowboys didn't confront John Bostic after his illegal hit on Andy Dalton.
Yeah. I didn't see the aftermath. I just saw the hit on social media. As in 2020, it would have been considered a dirty hit 30 years ago. And you just can't do that. But, yeah, I could see where the head coach would be mad. Like, I don't. We've got a quarterback that's universally reviled by the fan base. Like, we don't like JG. Did I use that word right, reviled? That's a bad thing, right? That doesn't mean we like him. I just want to make a note here so I don't sound like an idiot. See, I can do that too, Bear. Even if JG took a shot like that, we would want our guys to stand up. I would be pissed if somebody took a shot at JG like that, right?
Ooh, yeah, I was watching it again. I mean, I would normally call that a solid football play, but even I can't.
It's an outrage. You can't do that, man. In 2020, that's dangerous. He was knocked out of the game with that, right? He didn't come back in?
No, and he's probably not going to play this week, which now there's rumors that they may make a trade, be looking to get in touch with Miami to try and make a trade for Fitzmagic. I mean, see if you've ever heard of their rookie backup, Ben DiNucci.
Sound like an extra from The Sopranos or something.
Yeah, I know. But anyhow, it's the Cowboys. They're in flames, and I'm loving every minute of it, my friend. Eat that, Cowboys.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
All right, and finally, number five. This is a big one, Russell. It's been a while since I had one of these.
Record?
I'm a Guinness Book of World Record. A man covered his body in 140 pounds of what? Set a Guinness Book of World Records.
Peanut butter.
Drew.
He's not even paying attention.
No, I have no idea.
All right, fine. A Chinese daredevil achieved a Guinness Book of World Record when his body was covered in more than 140 pounds of living bees.
Oh.
Ruan Lingming had multiple buckets filled with bees dumped over his head in Yichun City, Xinjiang province, to get the insects to settle on his body.
What province?
Xinjiang.
Okay.
And apparently they're called a congregation. The congregation of insects was enough to earn him the world record for heaviest mantle of bees.
You get stung?
It doesn't say. I imagine he did at some point.
Ouch.
You can't do that with yellow jackets. You know why, Russ?
A little poison, right? Venom.
Nope. I mean, they're both venomous.
Why can't you do it with yellow jackets?
Yellow jackets? When yellow jackets sting you, they send out some kind of pheromone signal to the other yellow jackets to sting.
And they all sting you?
Yeah. And their stingers don't come out. Oh, it's got awful.
Sounds like not good times.
No, it doesn't. But that is your Top 5 at 5.
Thank you, Bear. Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by our friends.
By FanDuel.
Yes.
Sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving an exclusive offer to get started, Russ. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit is required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then getting it locked in. FanDuel also will get you your cash in as little as 24 hours. But right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out the app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code DRIVE1 so they know that we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code DRIVE1 to get the $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, please call 1-800-889-9789. Back to you, Russ.
Thank you, Bear. Real quickly, before we get back to these busy, busy phone lines on your Overreaction Monday, it is time to review five things I want to see. Guys, this isn't going to take long, but this is the first time in the history of five things that we've gone over. That's right. I didn't see a single thing I wanted to see Saturday, Bear. And you know what? I'm not even surprised. Number one, a plan at quarterback. Not only did I not see a plan at quarterback,
a lack of plan.
Yeah, and even more like scatterbrained approach. The guy who was fourth string last week, all of a sudden he's second string, and the guy who was second string last week is fourth string now. I don't know. They're just making it up as they go along. Number two, this is funny. Speed up the game by slowing it down. Remember, Bear, we talked about, like, use the whole play clock. Not only did we not see that, they did the exact opposite. They went no huddle. No
Why
huddle, hurry
they
up.
Do that?
Because
they're
nuts. Because Alabama, the one weakness Alabama does have, and Saban's always had, is their defense is susceptible when teams go hurry up. But Pruitt and the brain trust over there couldn't figure out that
when we go hurry up,
and B, they don't have Mac or whatever, the Carroll Corral kid.
Yeah, we go hurry up, and it's just like a way to get our punter out there quicker. Three, for the love of all things holy, don't turn the ball over. Yeah, Eric Gray turns the ball over, touchdown, going the other way. I guess JG didn't turn it over, so we got that going for us.
That's three touchdowns
for
a defensive team in the last two games.
Number four, defensive intensity, especially from the new faces. I was talking about Tamari McDonald on the back end. I don't think we saw him. And then Pruitt as the new defensive line coach. Our defensive line didn't look any better to me out there.
Matthew Butler had the only sack, and he had six tackles. It was the only standout from the defensive line. Yeah.
And then number five, just don't embarrass us. I mean, it was embarrassing. Gary Danielson there laughing at us is just it's humiliating, man. So
was he really?
Yeah, 0-5. Didn't do any of those things, by my count. I picked Bama 45-10. What was it? End up being
48-17.
So I was close. Got that going for me.
Who won the Crown Cleaners Pick of the Week? We announced it yet?
You know what? You caught me with my pants down. I don't know. I should have looked at that. I usually do Monday morning. I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
But we do appreciate Crown Cleaners supporting their support of the show. And
I'll be up there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got it's time. You know,
some of your brother's clothes that have to – nice clothes that have to get washed or something?
No, it's time for, like, the winter comforters. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go to the laundromat with those, and you don't want to, they're too bulky for, washing machine.
Yeah,
things are the pros.
We figure out a way to wash those, I guess, but my mom does the same thing. She takes, like, the big, like, king-size bedspreads and stuff like that to the dry cleaners.
Maybe I ought to
start doing that.
Because they know what to do up there, and then when you get them back, they come back perfectly, and they're like you just bought them.
My wife already broke out the winter comforter.
No.
And, dude, I'm sweating under that thing, man. It's miserable. I had to go out and, like, dig out the summer comforter and just, like, use it for myself on my side of the bed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I sleep with the windows open in the dead of winter. I like it cold.
That's weird but not surprising. Crown Cleaners, over 60 years now, providing imperial dry cleaning service to all of Big Orange Country. It's a tradition of excellence Almost said that right. Crowncleaners.com to find the location nearest you. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Your number. Let's go. Oh, okay, we got to take a quick break. Sorry. I just Lane Kiffin to the clock there. I'll come right back. Phil and Roberto, a couple of A-listers waiting on the other side. It's Fan Run Radio, Overreaction Monday, presented by the Phone Exchange.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Appreciate the Phone Exchange for sponsoring Overreaction Mondays once again this year. If you've got an old phone laying around, you need to take it up to the Phone Exchange on top of Bearden Hill right next to Soccer Taco. They'll pay top dollar for it. They've never paid more for used phones and tablets than they are this year because of the shortage, the production shortages of these devices due to COVID-19. You can get top dollar. They're looking for it. They want your old phone. They want your old iPad. Whatever you got, take it up there. Again, right next to Soccer Taco on the top of Bearden Hill in Knoxville. The Phone Exchange, getting it done. Knoxville's easiest place and best place to buy, sell, or trade pre-owned phones. Let's go to the phones, and Phil is next. Hello, Phil.
What do you say, W?
What's up, Philly?
How you bearing trade, huh?
Wonderful.
That sound like it Saturday night, did it?
You know what? Are you used to it by now, Phil?
Yeah, it is numbing, isn't it? I mean, it is what it is. We're going to get to hear Bird's top ways for we're going to beat Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got – it wasn't five ways to beat Arkansas. It's a five-point
plan
to save the season.
It's a five-point plan going forward to salvage the season, Phil. And yes, you will be given an opportunity to see it or hear about it. I will unveil it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
On the Drive.
Okay, we're going to hold Bears' five-point plan to save the season tomorrow.
How about five ways to save the program? I mean, football, Tennessee football is almost dead, guys. I mean, contrary to what anybody thinks, we're no better than Vanderbilt, Kentucky. That's how bad we are now.
I think we're a little bit over Vanderbilt's situation. But, yeah, I mean, Kentucky just absolutely walked the dog on us last week. So, yeah, I think you'd have to say we're – I don't even know if we're on their level, man. They pretty much owned us. And truth be told, they should have beaten us the last 2 years too. The only reason we won is because they were scared of us. But they might have gotten over that this year.
Well, I still think we have a better roster in Kentucky, even though we're not that good. We're so inept at quarterback. Although Kentucky don't have a quarterback either, but they weren't able, we didn't exploit any of that.
Yeah, the 247 talent composite rankings that we always like to cite here, I think Tennessee is number 15 on that. Kentucky's like 25 or 26.
Yeah. Well, what's Tennessee's blueprint to get this thing fixed? I don't see it. I think you got an administration that refuses to do what's best for the football program, and you have an athletic director that the last three athletic directors have destroyed the football program.
That's the depressing part about it, Phil, is I don't know what the blueprint is. Usually when we've been in this position in past, whether it's 2017 or 2012, 2008, there's an excitement in the fan base. It's like, okay, this season's awful. It's not working out, but we're going to fire the coach and go get somebody new, and we're going to go out there and improve this situation. And it just I don't see that right now. I don't see any way we fire Jeremy Pruitt. And even if we were able to, I don't think we would be paying top dollar for a proven winner. I think we'd be going back to the bargain bin, which is
do you
not
think
appealing.
That we're going to get back in bed with HOH and that will solve the problem? And probably won't be this year, but probably next year. Then you just do a total cleaning of the house over there, because that's what's going to happen.
I guess so. I mean, that's – somebody's going to have to write those checks.
Either,
somebody's going to have to write those checks, Phil. Ain't going to be me. Going to be you?
I didn't
think so.
Money, unless it's basketball related, but are we even going to play in basketball? I mean, what's going on?
That'd be the most Tennessee thing ever. We've got this awesome basketball program waiting to save us, and we can't get the season off the ground.
Well, Lord, I don't know, guys.
I think they'll figure it out. They'll play basketball. I don't think there will be many people in the stands, if any, Phil. But I think they'll put something on TV for us.
Well, you know, Arkansas beating Tennessee in England Stadium got Majors fired, along with losing South Carolina and Columbia. And we're playing Arkansas. Will Arkansas get Jeremy Pruitt accelerated to get fired?
Wow. If
we could go 2-8.
Bear, I'm interested for your 5-point plan, but I don't see anywhere possible we save the season without winning against Arkansas. If we lose that game, I feel like it's
– No, and I know the game Philly's referring to. I was there. That was one of the weirdest, most traumatic –
We miss a field goal late, or they made a game.
They ran a punt back for a touchdown. We kicked.
It was Barry Lunny Jr.
Yeah. We kicked to him. He ran it back. They beat us. Where was I? I was sitting like in Section R that time. Where it's, you know, you're all piled up and trying to get out of there. And it's kind of macabre, but it's a true story. It was me and my ex-brother-in-law. This old man was in front of us. And he, like, I guess the pressure was too much. This old dude, like, turned purple and dropped dead right in front of us walking out of that game.
Oh, God.
It was awful.
Really? Wow. Dang.
That's the absolute worst Tennessee game I've ever been to in my life. And it kind of scars you, I'm not going to lie. See, that happened to somebody. He was just really upset. I'd heard him yelling the whole game, and old dude cashed his chips in. Did he make it out of the stadium?
Sad.
So get mostly behind center Saturday after next.
No,
Phil.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? You know where you are. You know it. You can't check out.
It's through hell, all it is.
I know your bags are packed, but you ain't going nowhere, Philly. This is Hotel Garantano.
Oh, God. Well, tell me one more thing. I heard you say the West had some players out. Which they did, but Catholic had 5 players out and a coach out.
Phil, stop.
What's so funny about that, Debbie? This is the worst team Catholic's had in 10 years, and it shows you how bad Knoxville High School football is.
Phil, if your quarterback and 3 starting offensive linemen and 2 defensive starters were out, it would be a lot different, and you know it. You know it.
But here's the deal,
35
Ralph.
Points.
Even if you know
points,
those kids,
stop them.
You know it. You know it. That's fine.
If you can
run.
If West had been healthy, it would have been the same result, Russell.
I'm sorry?
What you're saying is true. But what's also true is, even if you had those kids, Catholic would have still beaten you guys because Caden Martin's that damn good.
You don't know that. We'll never know that.
Simba.
You don't really think
young
that. It's
Simba.
Fine. You won. You get to say whatever you want, but you know deep down in your heart if our starting quarterback and 3 starting offensive linemen play that game and 2 defensive starters play that game, you know it's a much different game.
It probably is, but I still think Catholic wins. I think it would have made West better for the playoffs, but, you know, I just Caden Martin can spin it. As Titansville says, he can really hum the tater.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a nice player, but I mean, it's one of those COVID games, right? I mean,
he's a nice player.
Yeah.
Backhanded compliments in your.
I mean, what do you want? Oh, my God. He's God's gift to high school football. I've never seen a quarterback as good as Caden Martin. Oh, holy Jesus. If only we had a quarterback as good as Caden Martin at UT, we would be awesome. Is that what you want?
You think if he was on campus right now, he would be better than what we've got over there?
Oh, my God.
Probably. But, I mean, what's that saying? Let's get Roberto in here next. Roberto, you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for squeezing me in here. Guys, I do think you saw your plan at quarterback, Russ, going forward. You saw your plan. Your plan is JG. That's their plan. That's their plan. What are you asking for? I just want to see a plan. They gave you their plan. Hey, man, I think I keep hearing, and I know you guys probably heard it 3 kick through now, but, I mean, like, Cheney went to Jeremy Pruitt and said, here, here's a game plan for these two quarterbacks. And he basically told him to shove it squarely into his nethers.
Yep. That's the plan. They showed it to. It's a big middle finger to anybody.
10-point plan.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Chaney called a very conservative game. But I don't know if he was actually in control of the playbook. Trey, you may be able to speak better to that than anybody else. What are your thoughts?
No, he was in control of the playbook. I mean, they're not paying the guy $1.5 million not to be controlled.
But
now,
did Pruitt tell him to go up, super conservative?
Right. Was he control of the game plan? I would tend to say that Pruitt wanted to try. But then that's the two sides of it, though. Tennessee comes out with that stupid running gun for the first two series, and then they slow it down to a snail's pace the rest of the game.
So dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least Jalin Hyatt flashed. He could play a little bit. I think we already kind of all knew that, but I think there's something there with him, Russ. And you know, guys, only solace I take is that my two high school teams are still undefeated. You guys are over here bickering about Weston Catholic. While CAK and Maryville are still sitting here just being undefeated, winning the state. Lastly, guys, I just want to thank you for everything you do.
And CAK won't play Catholic because they know they get their eyes drilled shut. Get the hell out of here with that, Roberto. Come on, man. You're better than that.
No,
I'm really not. That's how petty I am. I'm really not better than that.
Good God almighty. I mean, at least T-Carp went to Maryville.
How bad does he need it, Roberto? How bad does he need it?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I pay Maryville City taxes. I get to count it. My kids go to Maryville City schools.
Maryville.
But, guys, I've all joking aside, really, in the last 5 weeks, you guys have really earned your paychecks, and I'd just like to, as a fan of you guys and the University of Tennessee, thank you for everything you're doing for us, because really and truly, you guys on the radio are the only ones keeping it together for us, because the misery and the legions of the miserable are the only thing that are fun now. I can't believe I'm even saying, but that's just the truth. Guys, Trey, Hoodat Nation, and let's keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you, Roberto. We will rise again. We will rise again. Someday, some way, somehow, it won't always be. What did George Harrison say, Bear? All things must pass.
All things must pass.
It's not always going to be this gray.
Yeah, but who's going to be the dark knight that's actually going to rise?
I don't know. And it might not happen next year. It might not happen the year after. But I mean, listen.
Might be a left-hander from the west side of town.
We've got the most beautiful stadium in the world over there. They're not going to dismantle it. We're not going to stop having 100,000 seats in there. We're going to get back
people
eventually, and we might have to. We'll listen. Truth is, you want a truth nugget here on the way to break.
Hit us with a truth bomb.
We're going to fire this guy here in the next 2 or 3 years, Jeremy Pruitt. We're going to fire him.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
You know it's true. And guess what? We're going to go hire somebody
else.
I
don't think it's true.
It's 100% true. You know it. Just like Bear knows, if West plays full strength, his boys walk out of there with another L. He knows that deep down. And you know that this guy is not going to work out.
Freaking Martin.
And if we hire another bum, guess what? We'll fire him too. And then we're going to keep doing this until we get it right. And all the people on the list, the Dan Trolkins, and they can all write their pieces and have their giggles and call us a bunch of toothless hillbillies, and that's fine.
No, they've been active this weekend.
Of course they are. And we're going to keep coming back, and we're going to keep firing these guys until we hire somebody who doesn't suck. And then
guess what?
We'll be back, and we're going to rub it. We're going to be the most obnoxious sore winners you've ever seen.
I can't wait.
You might have to.
I've been waiting all my life. I've been waiting all my life.
Drew, you got a long way to go. I mean, I might be old and gray by then. I'm kind of old and gray now. I'll be older and grayer by then. But it's going to happen, Roberto. It's going to happen, so just hang tight and enjoy fan-run programming. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, oh, it's pretty good. The Drive continues on a beautiful Overreaction Monday in East Tennessee. Russell Baird, Trey Crews along with you. Time to select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Another long list of outstanding performances from over last Friday night, last Thursday. CAK had a big win. You heard Roberto allude to that. Over Grace at home, J.D. Dunn Jr., 36 carries, 305 yards, and four touchdowns. He had what we call the full Al Bundy, four touchdowns in a single game. Congratulations, Mr. Dunn. How about Makai Williams at Bearden, 21 carries, 261 yards, and three touchdowns. Bulldogs beat Morristown West 49-20. Elijah Cannon of Alcoa had two pick sixes in a 43-0 win for the Tornadoes over Gatlinburg Pittman. And Oak Ridge won a thriller 28-27 over Powell. Jonathan Stewart with three tackles and a pick six for Oak Ridge. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week is Halls High School quarterback Ty Humphrey. 12 of 21, 220 yards, three touchdowns, one rushing touchdown as Red Devils beat Sevier County and the Smoky Bears by a final of 35-21. Congratulations, Ty Humphrey of Halls, this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Why? Why, many ask, do so many Knoxville area people choose North Knox Siding and Windows to work on the outside of their home? Well, it's more than just beautifying homes here in Knoxville. It's their commitment at North Knox Siding and Windows to their customers that allows them to exceed expectations every single time. Folks, if you need roof work done, they're your people. If you need siding work, gutters, windows, doors, handrails, they can take care of you. They'll do it quickly, they'll do it well, and they'll do it for a reasonable price. So call today to set up your free estimate. 865-689-0505. That's 689-0505. Or you can stop by and visit their showroom at 5618 North Broadway. It's North Knox Siding and Windows. They cover all of Knoxville. If you're in West Knox, East Knox, even Sono, they'll come take care of you. So give them a call today and set up your free estimate. Again, 865-689-0505. And as always, you can visit North Knox Siding and Windows online at NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. Chuck is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, it's Fan Run Radio for a reason, and I'm a big fan. Saw on the internets today on the Twitters that there's a guy who's a super fan. He's getting noticed by Outkick. Supposed to be dropping some fire rhymes coming up. I don't know if he's going to call it a song just like titled I, or is it going to be the Cornbread Stomp or what? But Andy Bowser,
the
Andy
Cornbread
Bowser
Stomp
deserves a place, you know, on Fan Run Radio. Can we get an interview with this guy?
Andy Bowser?
Yeah, super fan. Look this guy up. Look under Outkick's feed today.
Okay.
He's getting some notoriety. If you're not on it now, then you're late to the game, and nobody in the media likes to be late.
Number one, Andy calls.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Andy calls us.
Andy called you guys?
Yes.
What's his caller handle? What is happening right now? I have no idea what this guy's talking
this
about.
This guy went viral with a really, really bad rap. I don't want to throw off the guy, but it's so bad that Clay Travis and the rest of the Jackass Hyenas are making him go viral.
Even Barstool made a post about
And it's just,
did you hear there was a Barstool podcast? Somebody was telling me about it on Twitter that they were trash-talking Fan Run.
Really?
Yeah.
That hurts. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Billy and all those guys, like, love those guys. And I never got it, number one, because whatever that – I can't even say what I want to call him. What's the head of the – who's the head goon up there at Barstool? Portnoy?
Dave Portnoy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Red Sox fan. So, I mean, in my book, he's like one step below a nasty garbage can behind a Chinese restaurant. I just don't like him. I don't like him at all.
All right, Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. I will tell you right now that I will look for that, but in all reality, I'm probably going to forget here in the next 5 minutes and not. So thank you for the phone call. Jamie is up next. Hello, Jamie.
Guys, did you think I'd miss the Burn It Down Monday?
I knew we could count on you, Jamie.
My clockwork. Guys, what were they ripping Fan Run about?
I have no idea.
Keeping it real?
Yeah, I guess everybody's taking their shots now because Tennessee, we're having a sucky year, and we're a crazy fan base. We're an easy target, I guess. So it's cool. It's whatever.
Well, Russ, right before the break, you said something about, you know, truth be told, we're going to blow out through it in two, three years. I don't understand. We were talking about this morning on Three in Doubt. Who's going to want to come in here? You can't keep firing coaches.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of, you know, there is another, you can tap into a different group of coaches that aren't just looking for something cushy. It's kind of like the Bruce Pearl, like that in basketball that you can bring in that just wants to show everybody, you know, or maybe somebody.
Didn't we try that with the last guy?
Who's that?
Butch. He was from a different pool of candidates, young up and comer, just wanted to show everybody. He showed
us. But he wasn't young up and comer. He was a co-MAC champ, is what he was. And hey, I think
two
Big East
championships. Two Big East championships at Cincinnati. It's a pretty good program.
Well, it was an elite program that it was laid in his lap, and it regressed underneath him, if we're being honest.
Yeah, he won two Big East championships. I want to call that regression. Two championships in 3 years.
Notre Dame's coach had him going 11-0.
That's the fair criticism, is that he was handed the keys to a pretty nice ship there, and all he had to do was keep it between the ditches. He did that. But, I mean, your point – I see your point, Jamie. What do you want to do? You want to fire this guy and go hire somebody that we've never heard of, that just wants a shot at the big time? Do you have any names in mind?
No, I mean, sometimes it cycles out to where there's nobody to hire, kind of like with Pruitt and Butch and Dooley. But sometimes, like right now, it's kind of, you remember how we look back, if there was a time to fire Johnny Majors and bring in Steve Spurrier, or blow out Philip Fulmer and bring in somebody else. I mean, not that that was the right thing to do, but there were guys that were like, you know, that end up taking, you know, falling to other programs that, man, they've done a lot of winning. Like, you know, Steve Spurrier is the one that always comes to my mind. But, you know, I just don't understand the whole concept of hanging on to a guy when you know he's not the guy. I mean, we saw what happened with Butch. He gave us our first ever 8-loss season. So I don't know, man. I'll tell you all this. You know, the last Dooley, Butch, and now Pruitt. If they don't get this next hire right, I'm out. I'm not doing anymore. I don't know that I'll be a fan of another program. I'm just. College football for me was life growing up, never missed a snap. It's gotten in the last few years, the waning years of Butch and the first few years of Pruitt, that I'll go do other things during the games. And it's not because of anything, you know, me being a fair weather fan. It's just, look, if the program that I support doesn't care any more about winning with all the facilities and the support we've got over there, if they don't care anything about winning any more than they do, then why should I give, you know, why should I give two craps about it? So, I mean, I'll never stop calling you guys. It's like they said this morning, you guys are like therapy, and I enjoy y'all. But I'm not going to put my heart into this anymore, man.
That's kind of – and Bear and I were having this conversation yesterday. It's like, how do we keep our show entertaining and still talking Tennessee football, but we can't do it 3 hours a day, you know, if they're not going to commit to winning. And you know, we'll find other things to talk about. We'll talk about the Titans, talk about NFL, maybe baseball, basketball, whatever. And we'll do some more pop culture stuff and have some laughs and things like that. So appreciate the kind words, Jamie. We'll still be here. But I totally feel you. Like, I think that there are a lot of people who are not going to be investing until emotionally and financially anymore until Tennessee starts taking this a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, and Russell, well, you know, it probably is easier for younger people to bail. You know, I'm from that age group where I've seen it. You know, I've seen it, and we don't have people say, "You know, fire a coach if you don't win a championship every year." We don't even need to win a championship. I just want to look like we're coached. I want to look competitive. You know, we all said the 8-game winning streak last year. Here's the thing I think about that is if we would have been blowing those teams out and only lost our three biggest rivalries by a few points, other than the opposite, we got blown out by our three biggest rivalries and scratched out those 8 wins, I might have been a little bit more, you know, positive. I might be a little bit more encouraged. Like, okay, we're right at the door of Georgia in year two. We're right at the door of Florida in year two. You know, just look coached. You know, I'm tired of watching teams quit on us on national TV. You know, it's just like the pride is gone. I mean, like I said, we don't have to win a championship every year, but it's hard to relate to a program where you watch players just lay down and coaches tell us this is the best offensive output of the season when you drop 17. Those are things that make you just want to be throw your hands up and take off. But like I said, appreciate y'all being in there, man. You guys on my show, hang in there.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. The one thing I say, and again, I can't wait to hear Bear's 5-point plan to save the season tomorrow, right here on The Drive, 3:00. Be sure to tune in. We're going to be leading with this, Bear. Are you comfortable with that?
Sure.
But if Pruitt doesn't work out, like I'm suspecting that he won't.
Are you questioning my 5-point plan for success?
I don't know what your plan is, Bear. Nobody's heard
it. Tune in tomorrow at 3:00. You'll find out.
Okay, that's what I just said. Why are you getting all...
Because I already can see that you're going to start interrupting me tomorrow in the middle of my 5-point plan to try to throw me off my game.
Well,
because you know that it will outshine that ridiculous your Russ's 5 keys to victory brought to you by Aqua Velva.
No, it's 5 things I want to see.
5 things I want to see brought to you by Brute.
Where'd you get those from?
Old man 70.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. The Drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up next on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Fan Run.
Wrapping up today's show here on The Drive, I want to thank our friends up at the Phone Exchange for presenting our Overreaction Monday broadcasts on Fan Run Radio once again here, and invite you to go check them out there on the top of Bearden Hill right next to Soccer Taco, and they'll take great care of you. They'll buy your old phones or tablets you got laying around at your home. Boys, closing here. Closing time.
Time for you to go out to the place. Sorry.
I had a parting thought, but if there was any chance of retrieving it from the fog of my brain,
it was just now
killed by Trey in a flurry of
I've only got
off notes.
4 minutes this hour. It just felt like singing.
Ooh.
Wow. Trey getting a little feisty this afternoon. Roger,
I'm sorry,
will be our final caller on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Raj.
Well, hey guys. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, good, Russ. Well, good to talk to y'all. Russ, I was going to ask you a question. If I don't call in, do y'all miss me when I don't call in sometimes? Do y'all miss me? I'm just curious. Do y'all miss me when I don't
Are you kidding me, Rod?
Don't call and talk to you.
I'll call Russ. I'll be like, man, Roger hadn't called us in a couple of days. I'm kind of worried about it.
It's true. You doing all right, bud?
I had something to you the other night. I was worried about Roger, didn't I?
But y'all miss me, Dad? We're not calling
of course, man. Miss you. Miss you, Raj. Hey. I can't quit you.
Yeah, I miss y'all too. But I just wanted to ask you. I might call tomorrow. But I just want to ask you real quick. I just want to ask you about the game side. You think Tano? I know he did a little better. I just want to ask you for what you've seen of Tano. Do you feel better about? I know he didn't do great, but he done a little better. I just want to ask you, y'all. Would you happy how he played Saturday?
Here's how I feel about Garantano, Raj.
Okay.
I've got this back condition, lower back pain. And, like, when I was in my 20s, I thought, you know what, maybe if I work out and take good care of myself, I get over it, like, I can get back to it. And then in the 30s, I was like, you know what, if I can just learn to deal with a certain amount of pain, it'll be good. And now, as I embark on my 40s, I'm just starting to come to the realization that my back just sucks now, and it's going to be that way until I die. That's how I feel about Jarrett Garantano at quarterback. Okay. He's not very good, and he's not, and he's going to be our quarterback forever. I've become convinced.
Okay, and all right, Tom Bill said that he's kind of crazy saying it, but he said that. Titans Bill gets a little fired up.
He's a little bit further out there than I am.
Yeah,
especially about Coach Fulmer. But now I can see if this season goes in the tank, Raj, we may have to ask this guy a question at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Russ and Trey don't agree with me, but.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about firing Pruitt?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for them both. I thought it was kind of crazy. You don't need to fire both of them right now. Wait, kind of let it play out first. You know, then see what happens, you know, first. You know, is that fair?
Yeah, we'll see, Raj. We'll see. I tell you what, if he doesn't win this Arkansas game, it's going to get ugly for old JP.
Raj, you did want to give Butch Jones a 6-year.
He was very lenient. Roger is nothing if not patient.
You know, he wanted to bring. He thought Butch deserved to come back in 18. So I don't know, Raj.
Trey, give me a closing thought. I'm sorry we were wordy this hour.
I just think I don't think everybody's overblown. I just think people are frustrated, and it's going to be a long 2 weeks before we play Arkansas, but hopefully thoughtful minds will prevail.
Yeah. There's a first time for everything. Thank you, Bear.
Thank you, Drew Nicholson.
Love you guys.
To be dazzled tomorrow.
Bears 5-point plan. I can't wait.
So excited.
Only 21 hours.
So excited.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
I'll be calling you later with the 3-6 instructions.
Yeah,
Russell.
I know you will. Fan Run Radio. The Drive.